A second BSE case confirmed. Welcome, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Yesterday afternoon in Washington, Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns announced USDA has received final test results from the Veterinary Laboratories Agency in England, confirming that a sample from an animal that was blocked from the food supply last November had indeed tested positive for bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE. USDA is still investigating the animal's herd of origin, but the cow was born before the U.S. put into place a ruminant-to-ruminant feed ban in 1997. Now, research indicates that's the primary way BSE is transferred to the cattle population. Now, this animal was initially tested as part of the stepped-up surveillance for the disease, and tests then indicated an inconclusive. Secretary Johanns says because of the efforts of the new testing procedures, this animal was blocked from the food supply, and with all the tests that have occurred, it's like finding a needle in a haystack.
My attitude is, for me, this has been an incredible experience to get an understanding of what we're dealing with here. And when I have one of the world's renowned scientists tell me there is so little risk here and uses terminology like needle in a haystack, it tends to confirm what I'm seeing from our testing.
Johanns said this confirmed case of BSE in no way impacts the safety of the nation's food supply, and he's convinced with safeguards that are in place and the announcement of immediate action on any further inconclusives that the U.S. remains safe from this devastating disease.
Boy, there's a point at which we're just not finding BSE. It's just a rather remarkable phenomena. One cow in this enhanced surveillance program so far out of 388,000 of the most high-risk population.
This is the second case of BSE detected in the U.S. The first was in Washington State in December of 2003. Hope all of you have a safe rest of your weekend. Join us back Monday on the TRN.